Night Drinkers, Big Z here. Week 6 of the NFL is upon us, and the Lions are searching for that first victory. So, Blue Kool-Aid Drinkers, come on. If you're going to the game this weekend, get loud. This team needs you to get over that hump. Come on, Dan Campbell needs you. We don't want to see those tears anymore. We want to see happy tears out of our leader, our fearless leader, Motor City Dan Campbell. So, come on. Drink that Blue Kool-Aid. Grab your own glass of Kool-Aid. Sit back, relax. It's time for the pod. This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. We're lifelong Lions fans. Bob!
All right, let's go, Lions fans. The Jared Goff era has begun.
Connor!
Hey, let's bite some kneecaps. Detroit versus everybody, baby.
UJ!
A new era in Detroit has begun, people. So get on the train or get left behind.
Rud Dog.
This is going to be an unprecedented era of Detroit Lions respect.
And I'm Big Z. It's a new era of Detroit Lions football. It's going to be one hell of a season. We'll be drinking the Blue Kool-Aid with Dan Campbell all year long. Predictions, thoughts, reactions, everything. We got it here. Sit back, relax, and grab your Kool-Aid, fans. Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back and ready for week 6 of the NFL season. The Lions 0-5 looking for that first elusive victory.
It's coming, baby.
But it looks like they hopefully we can get it this week. 3.5 point underdogs. That's one of the better lines they've had all year for Vegas. Or is it the best? I think that's the closest we've been was the Bears 3? I think the Bears is actually closer. But either way, the Lions, 3.5-point underdog at home against the Bengals. Ford Field better be loud this weekend because we got to get that first victory. Got to get these boys over the hump. But before we get into all that, I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest of the Blue Kool-Aid crew. So we got UJ.
Hey, everybody.
Rud Dog.
Yo.
And Connor.
What's up?
Gentlemen, as I mentioned, Lions underdogs playing the Bengals this week. Just some news. It looks like Taylor Decker is practicing this week.
I don't think it's news that we're underdogs there, Z. there
you go. But the news is that Taylor Decker and Kevin Strong are practicing this week. Taylor Decker, obviously, the bigger news of the two. But it's an interesting, if you're on the IR and you start practicing, you can come off at the IR at any time. Within a 3-week window. So he could be activated tomorrow. He can be activated 2.5 weeks from now. We have no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the rule, really. But with all the Lions injuries, this year, we're getting very familiar with all the injury rules.
My gut says he doesn't play this weekend.
I was thinking the same thing, Kyle.
Yeah. That'd be a fast comeback. But
yeah.
I mean,
I don't know the nature of the injury, though.
Yeah, it's just a finger. Like, you think... you know, at least his legs are underneath him. He's been conditioning and stuff.
You probably don't want to rush him, though. It's like an 0-5 season already. I don't think they have any.
I'm just saying if it's an injury that has a low likeliness of being re-aggravated, if you can, like, tape it up real good and stuff, then it could be real fast. But,
sure.
I mean, because it's not like he's, you know, it's not like he's going to have to regain his knees or ankles or anything like that. He's just going to have to go back out there and start playing again. So,
right.
Yeah, so hopefully. But just being optimistic, you might be right, Connor.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know.
So let's talk about this. And it doesn't look like Tyrell Williams will be back this week. Warrior Hockenson Flowers missed practice. That's not surprising.
Yeah.
At least for Hockenson and Flowers. Flowers, we're lucky we get him on the field on Sundays, the way his career has gone in Detroit.
Fresh.
You know, this will be another interesting matchup for him. He didn't look great against Justin Jefferson. Now he's going against another first round LSU wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase, most likely this weekend. How do we think he's going to shape up against Chase here?
I don't know if you match him necessarily against
I think Chase. It depends on how our D line does, to be honest. Because
yeah, I mean, that's the vulnerability of this Bengals team is the offensive line of the Bengals against the.
Right.
Any defensive line.
Yeah.
Right? Offensive line is the Bengals' weakness. You can ask Joe Burrow in his throat about what he thinks about
the
offensive line.
I mean, the Bengals.
I don't know if you guys. I don't know if you saw it, but Joe Burrow's on voice rest this week.
Really?
Kind of like Frank Ragnow was last year because of a throat injury.
Is he on Broadway or something? Does he have a show this weekend? Got a throat for Les Mis or something? I don't know. But no, the Bengals have a lot of weapons on offense, like Boyd and Higgins and those guys. They got Joe Mixon. And Burrow's talented, but I think if you can just get him some pressure, I think that's really the key here.
Pressure's definitely the key. But as far as like the matchup specifically with Awarie and Chase, I don't necessarily know if we chose the matchups, assuming, because I don't know if we even move Awarie just from side to side, really. I probably wouldn't put him on Chase. I'd probably put him on more like Higgins or Boyd, like someone taller.
Yeah,
I don't really know a whole lot about our new secondary as far as like their size, but if we have a smaller, quicker guy, that's probably who you're going to want to put on Chase, someone who can keep up with him because he's a speedster, and it's not that tall. So I don't know, unless you're pressing him or something. But I definitely expect safety help for all our cornerbacks in this game.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's got to be a big game for the safeties for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got to limit that deep ball because they've been throwing it every game to Chase so far this season, and yep. He's succeeded so far.
Be a big game for Tracy.
Lions need to give me a reason to bench Jamar Chase in fantasy this week, so I have to trust in their ability to shut him down with two safeties deep.
Look what they did to last week. That's your faith or your sign.
That's true.
Their defense looked great.
That's true.
Until.
I think one of the biggest keys in this game for the Lions, at least offensively, to get going is just stick with the run game. Like,
yes.
Just literally make it a boring game in terms of just like run it. Because this Bengals team is very vulnerable against the run. They're in the bottom half of the league against the run.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers averaged 7 yards a carry last week against them. I really like, and I think our offensive line has been doing a really good job run blocking, and I just don't think we stay with it because we get behind in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter. So,
but yes,
I would just really like us to stick with it, like really, really stick with it, to the point where, you know, it's third and six and you're still running the ball, honestly. I think that is a recipe for success in this game. I don't know what you guys think.
Interesting.
I'm with you on this one.
I agree.
You need to keep that running game going, baby. Just keep pounding them.
You got a good one, too, to balance it out, too. Like, Williams and Swift can both take a good number of reps if that's your strategy.
Right. Yeah, I take Swift and Williams.
Is this the game we get Jamar Jefferson? Finally get him active and through a three-back rotation, just keep pounding him?
I don't know about that.
Probably not.
No.
But, I mean, as far as Swift and Williams, I would definitely put him top 10 running back tandem in the league, and maybe even top.
Top 10 tandem?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe top 5 tandem.
I was thinking top 5.
I'll say top 8.
There's not a lot of great tandems, I feel like. There's a few great tandems, but I don't feel like there's like a ton.
The Chiefs have a good one. I'm trying to think of all the teams.
The Chiefs?
Yeah, the Chiefs got some good running backs.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not that good.
I think he is. I think the Chiefs are just having a bad season.
I was just talking about this, I think, last episode, where I think the Lions got really lucky that the Chiefs took Helaire and we got Swift, because a lot of people thought Swift was a better running back out of the two. And so far, that looks to be the case if you watch him on tape.
Yeah,
I'd say,
and
like,
just stats wise,
I don't know. We could have one of the top, like, I mean, top if they keep going the way they're looking. But I don't know. I'd say top 5 is a good chance that they're there.
It's
right
our
now.
Our strength. We use it. Use it. Use
especially
it.
Especially the way Swift is ascending.
Like, and I know we talked about it on the fourth and third and shorts. Like, you know, pound it.
Yeah,
that's our strength. Don't go away from what we're best at doing, especially with the wide receiver crew that we have currently.
Well, and especially with the tackles. The tackles were running out there. I mean, well, it's banged up Sewell, and I mean, that's where we're getting hurt the most on blocking, is we're giving up a lot of pressure off the edges.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, I mean, if we can, the more we can limit that scenario where the guys blast by one of our tackles and gets Goff to fumble it or something, the better.
Well, that relies on Sewell having a big turnaround game, so we'll see.
Well, if we can get the run game, that's where he's been relying still. So we don't maybe we don't need to rely on, you know, these guys suddenly playing better.
So as far as who to worry about on for Cincinnati defensively, Jesse Bates, their cornerback. He plays cornerback right now. Now I'm second guess. He's safety. Sorry, he's their top safety. Really good player. Leads the team in tackles. And then Trey Hendrickson, another guy I really like, defensive end. Doesn't wear any gloves, so you'll notice him. He's one of the rare defensive linemen in the league that doesn't wear any gloves. Had a couple sacks against the Packers last week, who have a decent offensive line. So that's a name that we'll have to be concerned about on the right, wherever he lines up on the right edge or the left edge. Trey Waynes is a name that we're kind of familiar with. DJ Reader was a guy that we wanted in free agency a couple of years ago. He's been on the Bengals the last couple of years, up the middle. So they got some names on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think they've really put it all together, but this is definitely a vulnerable defense. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But this is a Bengals team that's fought back in the fourth quarter a lot in every game that they've had this year.
They got that explosive potential.
Yeah, Thursday night against the Jaguars, even against the Packers, they should have won. Missed a couple field goals.
I was going to say, the Evan McPherson missing a field goal with 20 seconds left.
And he thought he made it.
Yeah. That feels like a curse going into the Lions game.
That was great. I'm celebrating. That was awesome.
Oh, man.
Who missed it? Was it the Bengals guy?
The Bengals guy missed it. He thought it went in. He was celebrating. And then
We have not had that kind of kicking luck from opposing kickers. So hopefully he can maintain that week for us.
Well, hopefully we get to the point where we're not waiting on luck of missing kicks.
If we're up 17-16 with less than a minute left, I will be scared.
Well, because we'll
as long as we don't rush three.
We will rush three, though. Jinx. That's what the game plan always will be.
Hey, Campbell was asked that question point blank, and he gave a thoughtful answer, but he didn't really – I mean, he didn't
say
what he would do next time, but he said something along the lines that he would you know, it's a choice at that point where you're playing different kinds of odds. Like, do you leave? And he talked about this thing that offenses do that will mitigate a pass rush, and you never know when it's coming. Like some sort of blocking scheme. I can't remember exactly what he said, but the point was that he talked about how you don't really know what's going to happen, and it's an odds game. And sometimes if you leave leave that extra guy to rush, then you leave your secondary exposed. And you get burnt that way, and it's just and it's something they're gonna have to think about and really look at, since obviously it didn't work. All I'm saying, he didn't give a what they're gonna do, how they're gonna change, but he gave a thoughtful answer, and he's right. I mean, sometimes the extra guy in coverage is the difference maker, and your three man rush gets there. And I know instinctively I say rush four too, but that's all I'm saying. It's one of those ones where.
Well, so far, it has not worked.
It's not an excuse.
This feels like a team, especially you should not rush three against, who's susceptible to the rush and with three dangerous receivers downfield who could all potentially catch a deep ball.
Well, he's got to at least try at rush four and stop rushing.
I think we all agree on that.
I think we do. Let's just hope we're not in that situation again at the end of this game.
Yes. Well, then again, if we actually stop it, it'll be okay. And we win, that'll be great.
Right. I mean, what do we think about Goff in this game? I don't want the crowd to boo him.
I don't know what to think of Goff.
What stops the crowd from booing Goff in this game? What does he have to do? Well, first of all, hold on to the ball when he's going to
I was going to say plays. Not commit turnovers is the biggest thing, I think.
That is by far his biggest
thing. Hand it off well. Hand it off well.
You know, and three and outs are yeah. Yeah. No, I'd like to see him because Campbell talked about that too, how they need to push the ball downfield more, and I'd like to see that come out a little more intentional this week, where it's not, wait late in the game when we have to have it, but like maybe more design, because I feel like nowadays so much of like everyone seems to be like put the quarterback out there and he makes all the decisions, but why not just do some design deep balls and go out there and actually push the ball? I'd like to see deep middle more than
this wide receiver crew. At the very least, they can run in a straight line fast down the field.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know.
That's the thing. If we can pound like we're talking about, run the ball, it's going to open up opportunities for golf later in the game. So
I will.
It's going to rely on the run game.
One would hope so.
I will say, if Goff really wants to like re-endear himself or give fans hope for himself as a long-term option, I think getting that hot connection back is also key.
Right. Because
that's what people saw early on that excited them so much about Goff, and that's just disappeared the last couple of weeks.
And well, especially with our wide receiver crew, teams have really been, like double teaming Hawk over the middle and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think the Lions need to get more creative with him as well, whether it's motioning him, maybe giving him a handoff, like on a third and two or something like that.
That'd just be funky.
Teams think twice about where he's lining up and where he's motioning along the line. Just free him up somehow.
Yeah, like that play they do with Kelce on the Chiefs where he cuts across the line. He just does that little flip pass up the middle.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe something like that. You're right, Z. We got to get him more involved somehow.
Absolutely.
He's too good.
I think that's a must. Yeah, exactly. He's too good to be completely absent from the offense the last couple of weeks. And it's shown in the box score. We haven't scored over 20 points since week one.
Yeah.
Your
best weapon erased.
A couple more Bengals players that didn't mention. Joe Mixon and Samaj Perine. They're their two-headed duo out of the backfield here for them.
Pretty solid.
Joe Mixon, pretty good player. Pretty good player.
Consistent fantasy player.
Yeah.
How about John Gruden, too? He got fired this past week.
Yes.
Well, Gruden and Urban Meyer, like, what's going on? Oh, this league is like...
I don't know. Urban Meyer's probably really happy, though.
Yeah, no. All the pressure's off Meyer now. He can do whatever he
wants. He's not the story for a week. He's happy.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Just the wild stuff going on there. A Raiders team that finally thought they might have had a winning team, and then...
The investigation had nothing to do with him, too, which was the oddest part. Like, it was all about the Washington football team.
I think we'll hear a lot more about some of those emails coming out.
Yeah.
Boy. So
that'll be interesting. I know one came out about Adam Schefter today, like how he sent a story to the owner or the team president of the Redskins to edit it however we want to present the story, pretty much. So, if you didn't think ESPN was like trying to do everything to please the NFL, there's an example for you. A Schefter just writing us, pretty much having Redskins write his story for him.
I don't get why people insist on writing down every thought that comes into their mind. Like, just don't do it. Then you won't be investigated and fired years later.
Yeah, it was interesting that this was actually all down in emails. You don't always see that.
Yeah,
such an old guy scandal. Emails, like, it's not
an old
tweets.
Guy scandal. You're right.
Yeah,
it's not tweets or something, or it's just email chains. Like, what?
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. So let's get now to our famous segment, world famous. That is our predictions. As I mentioned, Lions 3.5-point underdogs at home, a noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern kickoff in Detroit. So UJ. What do you got?
All right. Here it is. Here it is, guys. All right. The Lions right now are like molten lava coming up from the earth. Okay. And there's a weakness in the earth's crust. That molten lava is working its way to the top. Now, as the season goes on, the first game, the molten lava is there and the 49ers are there and they survived it, And then the next team came, but the molten lava is getting a little closer to the top every game, And then this last game, that molten lava was just ready to crack the crust, man, but not quite this year, this week. When the Bengals come into town, that molten lava is going to come shooting out of there and destroy that Bengals team. I'm telling you, this team's ready to come out of the earth and destroy people. All right. And matchups now. Matchups are the key and the essence of the NFL. And this one, I think, matches up well with us because their weakness is their O-line. Our strength is a D-line. I think we're going to win that battle there on the defense line. If we can give enough pressure on Burrow, we're going to nullify them a little bit, that good receiving core that they have. I think our defense is on the rise too in this league. We're an up and coming defense. On offense, we just got to run the hell out of the ball, pound it. Their weakness is their D line against the run, and that's our strength. So I think we match up well with this team. I think it'll be not a huge scoring game, but I'm going to say 2 rushing touchdowns, and I think we're going to win 21-17 this game. 21-17. Yes, sir.
Mm. All righty. There you have it. 21-17. A Lions victory from UJ.
Yep.
Let's go to Red Dog.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what UJ said about all the how everyone matches up. I think there are a lot of great potential battles and between position groups that we have a chance of winning. But I have this vision. Do you guys remember Marcus Pollard, the tight end we signed, I think, from the Colts?
Very vaguely.
Like, because we were all excited about him because he was like this flashy tight end from the Colts. He was a good player. And he came and he started doing a couple of good things. And then he got creamed. Just absolutely creamed on like an over the middle passing route, and like he couldn't catch a ball after that.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone remembers that. But I had this vision of Tracy Walker just absolutely destroying Ja'Marr Chase on a cross, some sort of crossing pattern. And for the rest of the game, he's just not going to be able to catch anything. And our defense is going to go on a tear, and just Joe Burrow's going to struggle because he lost his best player. And, they're going to hold them to 3 points on a field goal because they got into field goal range early before Tracy Walker creamed Ja'Marr Chase. And our offense is just going to control the game, and we're going to run the ball down their throats. And we're going to – Swift is going to have 3 touchdowns, and Jamal Williams is going to have 2. So that's 35-3.
There you go.
Detroit Lions, baby.
35. I was hoping to get the math right, Rod Dog.
Oh, yeah.
35-3. There you have it. There you have it. I like it. All right, let's go to Connor.
Yes, sir.
Wow. It's always difficult to follow up Red Dog's predictions, but I will try my best. I think this will be a bit of a closer game, but I think this is a trap game, and I mean that in favor of the Lions. I think everyone at this point is looking at the schedule every week, like in your survivor pools, like, oh, let's pick against Lions every week. I think this is a bad week to do it because coming back home, I think there's some excitement. I think the defense is starting to look good. They're starting to get confident. I think if they can get some good blitz reads in there, and like we mentioned earlier, consistently rush the ball, don't keep the ball in Goff's hands too long, I think we have a shot here. I think we're going to win 24-21 with Cincinnati having the ball. The possibility to tie, but our defense makes the stop finally. And we rush.
Yeah. I like it.
I love it. It's a bold prediction.
Redemption round.
Love it. Bold. Love it.
And in this scenario, we rush 4. Just want to make that.
Oh, that's even bolder.
Anyways, bolder up to prediction. You, Big Z.
I love it.
I'm not sure which prediction's bolder. Yours, Connor, Rud Dogs over there.
I think giving up 3 points is bolder, but. I could be wrong.
So I had 2 rushing touchdowns from Williams, 1 from Swift in this game. I don't think Goff has any passing touchdowns, and I have us winning this game 24-20. I think Burrow is going to burrow into the ground after this game.
Can I burrow that line from you?
Oh man. Oh.
Oh man,
this podcast is living on borrowed time.
Oh.
Oh boy, we can go all night with this.
We're really Ja'Marr chasing these, aren't we? All right, that wasn't as good. Sorry.
You got to be
Higgins, you're mixing your
metaphors. Oh!
Oh, dude.
Someone stop this man.
All righty. So we all
you guys are Higgin hilarious.
We all predict a Lions victory again. And I know Bob what? Bob predicts a Lions victory as well. We get a score for him, but
I can predict on his behalf. I'm going to say
go ahead.
28-21 Lions with 2 DeAndre Swift rushing touchdowns. That's Bob's prediction.
All right.
And if it's wrong, talk to Bob. I have nothing to do with it.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll handle him. We'll handle him. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Twitter at Drinking Lions. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Please follow us on there. Reach out to us. Let us know what you think about this upcoming game and your thoughts. Do we pull off the victory? I also wanted to mention, you guys, by the way, that the Lions signed an undrafted rookie free agent off the practice squad from the Steelers by the name of Mark Gilbert. Had an 8.0 RAS score. I think just because he's on the Steelers, who have a good defense, he's a cornerback. that I think we, you know, might a diamond in the rough here. I'm excited from the prospect of signing this guy, actually. So
with all the other potential diamonds in the rough we got.
Oh, speaking of quarterbacks, the Seahawks released Trey Flowers.
Did they?
So I'm saying we should go get him.
We have to have him now.
Just because
he's
of the
too
name.
Old.
I don't care. We have to get him for the name.
Yes.
So we're going to have two Trey Flowers.
We have to have multiple Trey Flowers.
Those Trey Flowers.
So our defense can bloom.
Oh my god. All right,
at least it'll smell good.
Well, thank you everybody for listening. Spotify, Apple, or your podcast, please download, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We always greatly, greatly appreciate it. Other than that, Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, gentlemen, our producer Kid Jay. Enjoy your weekend. This will be a victory this weekend. We're guaranteeing it.
Yes.
Wow.
We're putting on the guarantee.
The Kool-Aid guarantee.
So that's some bulletin board material for the Bengals if they didn't already have some. But we're guaranteeing it. And last but not least, as always, go. Go Lions! Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock! Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory. Go!